X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard. And in this episode, we have a very special six-man match. I'm going to go ahead and push play while I explain to you exactly how this came about. In Dallas, Texas in 1984, the Freebirds and the Von Erichs was the hottest angle to be had. You couldn't have wrote this. This was an organic angle or organic feud to where the people were drawn, the characters fit. It just happened, and it couldn't have happened at a better time. You had three Freebirds: Michael Hayes, Terry Gordy, and Buddy Roberts. And then you had three Von Erichs: Kevin, David, and Kerry. But you had one Von Erich coming up at the same time: Mike. He was going to be the next one in line. As we're watching on screen right now, the Freebirds, the fabulous Freebirds, are the six-man tag team champions. They come to the ring in the Stars and Bars. They bring the six-man tag team championship trophy to ringside. You watch Michael Hayes parade around with the trophy. But the announcer makes an announcement saying that Kevin Von Erich will be unable to appear in this match due to a dressing room altercation between the Freebirds. So apparently the Freebirds, Terry, Michael, and Buddy, jumped Kevin before the match, and he's unable to participate, won't be around at all for this match. So they need a substitute. For this, I want to demonstrate, I want everyone to get a look at the Freebirds coming to the ring and making that impression. They're not wearing t-shirts. They're all wearing matching tights, matching boots. Look at the ring jacket Buddy Roberts is wearing. Look at the ring jacket Terry Gordy's wearing. I think Terry's wearing some chaps as well. And Michael Hayes comes out in a beautiful robe with the Stars and Stripes. There's no better contrast between these guys from Georgia and the hometown heroes, the Von Erichs from Dallas, Texas. This takes place in the Dallas Sportatorium. What an atmosphere. An old barn. Hot as hell in the summertime, cold in the wintertime. And but the environment, the presence, and the ambiance when you walked in. You could smell it in the air. You know, the roar of the popcorn, the smell of the crowd. It worked. David Manning is now explaining that due to the fact that Kevin Von Erich was jumped in the back, they have a substitution. It's going to be their younger brother, Mike, who's just making his debut. And at this time, you have to understand the Von Erichs were still early in their career as well. And they were wild. They were crazy. when they came to the ring, they were authentic. And watch these guys as well. You got Kerry in the red robe. You have Mike in the yellow robe. And you have David, the star of Texas, the lone star of the Von Erichs, probably the best worker of the Von Erichs, and I believe the boys would agree as well. All in the ring, all looking the part of stars. They're wearing professional gear. They're brothers, and it shows. And the Freebirds, they're brothers, just not blood brothers. But they're brothers all the same. The crowd is anticipating a wild match. They know the Von Erichs get in the ring. It's. I've talked to people who've worked with them. And it was kind of like you're fighting for your life the whole time. In a good way, because these guys were wild country boys from Texas. And people believed. When they got in the ring, the people believed that all of the Von Erichs were fighting. And, of course, you can ask any of the Freebirds. Of course, that'd just be Michael Hayes these days, I guess. When they got in the ring, they felt like they were fighting for their lives. But that was what it was back then. And watch this. There's Terry Gordy getting in the ring, getting it started with young Mike Von Erich. Mike is green as grass. doesn't know exactly what to do except fight and swing. And I think this match especially is an example of the organic growth of getting behind your heroes, getting behind these guys. Why would you get behind the Von Erichs? Because they looked the part. They were those young Texas baby faces facing these, you know, the Von Erichs drank milk and the Freebirds drank Jack Daniels. And that was a shoot. But what was also a shoot was these guys believed it when they stepped in the ring. Michael Hayes believed it when he stepped in the ring. Buddy Roberts was put with Michael and Terry early on by a fella by the name of Bill Watts. When the Freebirds first started out, they started in Mississippi and around Mobile, Alabama as well. Went to Bill Watts, and Michael Hayes in the very beginning was a great talker and knew how to get over, knew how to get the team over, knew how to get himself over by talking. I had my third professional match with Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy, and my goodness, I got to tell you, they were great then, and they became even greater by working the Louisiana territory. I believe Michael Hayes was 21 years old when he main evented in the Superdome in Louisiana against Junkyard Dog. The Freebirds had blinded the Junkyard Dog with the fabulous Freebird hair cream. If you put it on your hair disappeared. You went bald. And that evil dastardly Michael Hayes threw it in the Junkyard Dog's eyes and blinded the dog, which led to a match in the Superdome. Huge event. And at 21 years old, Michael Hayes was the guy, the focus that people wanted to see the dog get revenge from. When they ventured to Dallas, again, Michael and Terry were young guys, and sometimes they needed guidance. They needed someone to help them steer in the ring, I guess. And Buddy Roberts was the guy to do it. Buddy would be what we call the workhorse. Terry and Michael, of course, Terry was a workhorse too. But when we needed somebody to lose the fall or take the bumps or do what needed to be done, it was Buddy Roberts. But right now, Terry Gordy and Kerry Von Erich start this thing off because they have a history, and Kerry's a little more seasoned, but still, he's still going through the early phase of his career as well. And again, the body language, the selling, everything the Freebirds do as heels, it made sense, and they made the people of Texas scream for their heads every time they went to the ring. Buddy Roberts was a veteran, and again, a key part of the Freebirds. He was a huge part of the glue that held them together. And Mike coming in now, he's over because he's a Von Erich. But when I look at it, a lot of people look at it, you can see the inexperience, and that's okay, because the only way you get experience is by being in there, being in the ring. And that's part of why they did this angle. They talked about the Von Erichs, Kevin Von Erich being jumped and having to add Mike to this match. But Mike is not taking his time. This is a classic example of someone very, very green, very early in their career, and doing the best he can. But in comes David Von Erich, who was pegged as probably, out of all the boys, the best worker. He was about 6'6", tall guy, athletic, and knew how to tell a story. But this is a classic match for Dallas, Texas during their hot period, and thanks to the Freebirds for making that happen, because they were the perfect team, the perfect guys, the perfect attitude for that time to come in. And this entire match, the people never turn the volume down. They're with it the entire match. And the Von Erichs were superstars. They were rock stars in Dallas. You couldn't go anywhere without someone knowing who the Von Erichs were. And the Von Erichs couldn't go anywhere without being mobbed. This was a hot period for territory wrestling at that time, 1984. And I don't think there was any place hotter than Texas. And I don't think there was anybody stiffer than Michael Hayes back then. I mean, that was a pretty stiff clothesline to carry. While Michael... I've always liked Michael for various reasons, but because he was such an authentic character. Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy lived their life just like they did in the ring. It was pretty much a whirlwind. It was pretty much a storm whenever they walked in, and it was a special time in the business, especially for young guys breaking in. And Terry and Michael were young guys back then, as were the Von Erichs. And the Dallas Sportatorium held a lot of magical matches. Now, if you watch, Terry just brought his arm back, reached in and grabbed a simple rear chin lock. They've been going back and forth. Now Terry wants to grab a hold, but watch the crowd, look at the crowd, listen to the people. They're not going to settle down. They want to see their heroes beat the Freebirds. And it was like this on a weekly basis back then. And it was like this for the guys involved. Michael had great ideas. Michael still has great ideas. And a lot of the success in Texas at that time was due to the Freebirds. They were huge physically, and they had that star quality. They looked special. They believed they were special, and that's what it takes. It takes that confidence and belief. Watch these guys work the apron. Both teams working the apron. You have Buddy and Michael on the outside, and then you have Mike and David on the outside. Terry and Kerry going at it, had worked with each other many, many times, had a great repertoire, had a great chemistry. And I will say, Kerry knew how to sell. Had charisma and something you can't teach. But watch this. A move, a swing and a miss, nails Michael to the outside. So Kerry was strong as an ox. With a big power slam. Again, I've got to tell you, the people sustained their enthusiasm, their fire, and now David Von Erich, they do a few stop and starts in here, get some heat, come back, and the babyface takes over, and they'll get heat again. That's not the general way to do it, not the basic way to do it. But in this instance, it works. It is a back-and-forth match. It is two evenly matched teams. And you can't just get heat on a Von Erich and make a hot tag and go home. In most cases, that's what you would do. Now, you notice Buddy giving the signal with the knee. Just grabbed his knee. Everybody knows the spot coming up, but it's for the people to understand. We're letting everybody know, hey, Terry, give me your foot, give me your knee, and everybody can tell that story, get that story. So right here, the people are educated to the Iron Claw. Fritz Von Erich, the Von Erichs, the patriarch of the Von Erichs, got the Iron Claw over, and back in 1984, they could still believe it, and David caught Michael with the claw to the stomach, and Michael again selling it. The people are educated that claw, once it's put on, it could spell doom for the heels. So that was the idea behind the Iron Claw. And Michael found a way out, pushing David into the corner, holding on to the foot. Great storytelling by six tremendous performers. And the heels getting heat. Again, Michael drawing the referee, keeping the referee, trying to tell the babyfaces to get back. But the smart thing to do, the babyfaces drop down, come around from their corner. There's three of them, two of them. And it only makes sense if your brother is getting triple teamed in the corner, you would come down to the floor. It makes sense. Do what you believe you would do. Think, shoot, but work. All right, they've done damage. The heels have done damage to David Von Erich's knee. His brothers are down there trying to get him. Get him back up, get him in the ring. Kerry tried to pull that chair over, put your head on this chair, this nice cushiony chair. Storytelling. The heels in the ring, giving them time to get back in. Watching the action. Michael gets right back on David's knee. I'm not sure what Michael was trying to do here. There's going to be a move that Buddy Roberts does in a minute. Just grabbing the hold. At least you're telling a story. You're working that body part. And David doing his part, selling. But I cannot stress enough, the people, the fans, getting into the match the entire time. They're on the edge of their seats watching. And Terry does a great spinning toe hold here. Buddy's going to come in and attempt it. And dropping knees. Buddy went the wrong way on that, but it worked. Again, some things aren't going to go as you plan in a match. And as long as you sell, as long as it looks like you know what you're doing, credibly, then it'll work. And Michael Hayes has a figure four now on David, which it had probably been a while, especially in 1994, since anybody had really given up on this. But still, the people are trying to support David, giving David their support, believing the louder they yelled and cheered, the better it's going to give David power to overcome. And he did. Reverse of the figure four. Makes a tag. And Gordy's going to take back over. The key is knowing too, having a feeling, a sense of timing. And the only way you get that is by experience, knowing when to fight back. David going through the legs of Terry Gordy and tagging Mike. Wow. And Mike comes in like a house of fire with the drop kicks, but his timing is off. He's learning. And Michael's in the corner saying, "Hit me, hit me, hit me." And Mike's trying to do what he can do best, and that's all we do, especially when we start. And if you notice, Mike is grabbing Terry's right arm. I think he grabbed Michael's or Terry's right arm before. So it's a simple mistake. You always grab the left arm and shoot your man in. But again, great heels can adapt to anything. And I think this, giving Mike a wedgie, was Terry's way of saying, slow down, kid. Michael Hayes. I think Mike might have owed Michael some money because he's kicking the crap out of him. Here we go. Michael probably called a sleeper just to calm him down, but not very long. But notice the tags. Notice the back and forth. Mike's not even supposed to be in this match. It was supposed to be Kevin, David, and Kerry. But thrown into a main event against the Freebirds in your first 6 months of the business can be pretty intimidating. And I'm sure Mike was intimidated, and it was up to the heels to calm him down. In the early 80s, in the early 70s, all the way through, The job of a heel was to get the baby face over. The job of a veteran heel was to get a young baby face to learn how to work. Buddy Roberts now tells a story, went on that second rope, going to drop a knee on Mike, but he moved. Notice how Kerry is dropping these elbows, taking his time on Buddy Roberts' knee. Again, the baby face was selling. In this instance, it was Mike. Makes that tag to Kerry, and the Von Erichs are back on top. So a lot of give and take, a lot of back and forth. But the dynamic for Dallas at that time fit. And you're going to see what happens here as we get closer to the finish. And how things stayed fresh. And how things stayed interesting. Pretty much at that time, if you put the Von Erichs on the card, it was either an instant sellout or close to it because of their fire, because of their authenticity, because they came in the ring and they didn't work like anybody else either. They were all over the place. And people knew they had those wild eyes and were crazy when they got in the ring. You were in for a fight. Whether it was the Freebirds or Gino Hernandez and Chris Adams or whatever top tag teams you had, Ric Flair, Harley Race. The Von Erichs were always pegged for greatness. And so were the Freebirds. Freebirds, I think, one of the greatest tag teams of all time. Have to go with the Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express as well. But, again, the babyface were shining on top, working on the knee. David came in, continued on. And then made that mistake. Came into the corner with a knee for Buddy Roberts, and Roberts moved, and here comes Terry working David's knee over and trying to gain the advantage back. And once again, if you just listen to the crowd or watch the crowd, they're waiting. And they're into this match. I don't think they've settled down once since these guys came to the ring. And that was a magic. The Freebirds and Von Erichs had magic back then. Anytime they stepped in there, David and Kerry especially had the charisma. And that's something you can't teach. Terry Gordy certainly had charisma. Now he has the iron claw on his head. And the people, again, are certainly educated to this and know if you get that claw sinked in, they're done for. But Terry got rid of David quickly, because I think the rule is if the claw's on for more than a minute, you have to give up. And Michael Hayes at ringside. Michael was always antagonistic, and Buddy Roberts had an acid tongue as well. But the people literally loved the Freebirds when they came in. They came in as friends of Von Erichs, and then they turned. And how could they do that to the native sons and the heroes of Dallas? It's because they never were good. The Von Erichs and the Freebirds always had this rivalry and always had this envious tone to it. And that's what made it so great. Because when they cut their promos, when Michael Hayes said whatever he said on the promos, he meant it. He came from the heart. And it was authentic and real. And the Von Erichs would come and say the same thing from the heart. And people felt it. So now, you see the frustration setting in on the Freebirds' side. And we're about to get a jolt with a double knockout. Both guys down. So the crowd has been on the edge of their seats the entire time. And now they sense that as the match goes on, all six guys are at least the two guys at the time in the ring have been fighting back and forth and giving Kerry a chance to come in with a comeback, doing what he feels. Here's the heroes of Dallas taking care of these Georgia jerks. And Kerry has the claw on Buddy Roberts right now. Again, people see it and they feel it. They know just a little longer and Buddy's going to give up. So we have the drama set. And here, from the back, comes Kevin Von Erich after being attacked in the back. Spirit of 76 with the tape around his head, making a comeback on all three of the Freebirds, and showing that he, I guess they didn't take him to the hospital, kept him back there. He wanted to stay for the match, obviously. But this was the fight. This continued the feud. This was Kevin Von Erich trying to gain revenge for the match. The six-man tag team titles on the line, and young Mike had to substitute for him, but Kevin obviously stayed in the back or came back from the hospital. I'm not sure what the storyline was, but it was great to see Kevin interject himself into the match as it could have been over and try to get a piece of the Freebirds. And the Freebirds win by disqualification thanks to Kevin coming in and interrupting, which I guess there was a rule in Texas, and I'm sure the Texas Commission had a say in this. The drama, the storytelling, it just prolongs the Freebird Von Erich angle. And that's the way you told stories back then. It was a lot of blood. It was a lot of just down and out fighting. And in Texas, that's what the people like. A lot of Southern matches were like that, too. We've seen it in Dallas, we've seen it in Memphis, and we've seen it in Georgia. And the end is that the Von Erichs will live to see another day, and so will the Freebirds. They're going to get an opportunity to face off many, many times over. And 1984, 1985 was a hot time for Dallas, Texas. It was a hot time for the Von Erichs. It was a hot time for the Freebirds. A lot of guys were emerging as stars, and a lot of guys were finding out that the wrestling business was welcoming a new era of young guys who had the feeling, had the passion, and knew how to tell stories, knew how to get new fans to watch. In Dallas, Texas, especially, the Freebirds, Von Erichs, I don't think there will ever be anything like that again, but we'll have to wait and see. And I hope you come to see what we have in store for you next time, right here on X-Ray.